Cliff, first game in charge, first victory. From the point of view of getting 3 points and your first game in charge, you can't really ask for too much more as a baptism, and of course, first game as a football manager as well.
Yeah, they gave me everything I asked for, worked their socks off for me, and I was really proud of them. The longer the game went, I felt they was getting stronger and stronger, and they were really picking up all the things that I've asked them to do, and they done it right to the letter, so I was really pleased.
And the goal in stoppage time, did that change the focus of your half-time team talk too much?
Not really. I thought they looked solid for the first half. They didn't really let our keeper do a lot of work, and it was just same again second half. The goal was, for me, what they deserved. I think they were the team creating the most dangerous opportunities, and it came at the right time and demoralised the other team.
And what was your message to the players before they came out onto the pitch today, because they would have only met you on Thursday, of course?
I've done a bit of work with them on Thursday, and I sort of gave them quite a bit of information of how I wanted to play, shape, style, and just said, look, just take what you have to do for your position, and don't worry about if you can't remember everything, but just take on board what you've got to do for your position, and we'll learn the rest in the way.
Do you think you made a good impression on them, and have they made a good impression on you?
I can't answer for them, but they've definitely made a good impression on me. I mean, I thought it was a case of players not good enough, and lots of changes are needed, but from what I've just seen out there, don't think it's going to take a lot to turn this around if they can keep producing performances like that.
You've obviously seen the results in the past, and on average I think the team was sort of conceding 3 goals a game, or at least 2 or 3 goals a game, so even more important today, we keep a clean sheet.
Yeah, that was the focus for me, was being solid. Once you're solid, then you've got a base to work from, and you've got the players that can score goals. I don't think goals have ever been a problem to them, so it was just a case of tightening up at the back, and the young lad James that I brought in, so this is his first game at this level, and he was magnificent alongside Fitz and Barbs and Ryan.
And he's coming from Dagenham and Redbridge. Is this a short term thing, or is he somebody that you know personally?
No, he was recommended to me by a good friend of mine, Micah Hyde, and I asked for a specific type of player, and that's what I got.
And you've got one on the bench as well today, Harry Morgan, Chelmsford City. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Harry's deal was done previous to me getting here, but again, I've spoken to Mr. Hawks, and he's given me a good report on him. And but today I just wanted to go over a bit more experience in Whitey, just a bit more leadership, and he's come through for me today.
So we went into the second half leading 1-0. Obviously Chatham were going to give it a bit more of a go. Their number 9 was quite dangerous. How do you feel your defence held up to the challenges? Because it was a game of few chances. There weren't too many chances for either side.
Well, strangely enough, as a forward, I know what other forwards are going to do to us. So I can focus a lot more on the defence and how to work against different types of forwards. And for me, it was just about the defence dictating to their forwards and not being dictated. And I thought they did it really well. It's a difficult task, but they stuck to their jobs.
You obviously can't play at the moment, but I mean, were you itching to be out there? Or how did it feel being in the dugout in those circumstances of not knowing everyone terribly well this afternoon?
To be honest, I couldn't see where I'd fit in. They were working so hard, and you know, they were doing a job that probably I wasn't going to do as well as what they did. So I was really pleased. I thought Chris Bryan up top worked his socks off, and he's another one that I've got a little history with him. I played with him before when I was at Chelmsford, and I know what he can do. And just moving him back up front made a big difference to him and his confidence, and I thought he was excellent today.
And when we spoke on Thursday, you said anyone can beat anyone in this league. Is it fair to say now, if any team at this stage of the league table, such as us in the bottom sort of half, get a run of 6 or 7 unbeaten, whether that's just all straight wins or draws as well, you can really climb the table?
I'd like to think so, but I'm only going to take it one game at a time. got some tough ones coming up, but in a position that we're in, they're all going to be tough and they're all going to be 6-pointers for us, so we have to take as many points as we can, and today's a good start for me.
When we spoke on Thursday, obviously I mentioned that the Barnet fans were sort of bigging you up on their forum. Since we spoke that afternoon, because obviously more people go on fans forums of an evening, they're now talking about putting a statue of you in somewhere in Barnet. I mean, if you keep Heybridge up, we'll need that statue in Heybridge, won't we?
Well,
we'll have to go down to North London, nick it, and then place it somewhere in Heybridge.
As long as they get all my good sides, I don't mind what the statue is. But I'm chuffed to bits. I enjoyed my time at Barnet as well, and the fact that there's still people there that remember me and what happened while I was there, I'm really pleased.
And presumably you've got on well in the first couple of days of your job with the staff at Heybridge Swifts. Obviously you've only met me today, but everyone giving you a really good welcome, presumably because it's a friendly club.
Yeah, no. I've spoken to everyone at the club, and the information that they've given me has only made my job a little bit easier today to get the result. And it was sort of kind of different that normally you're trying to figure out how to stop the other team, but the information that I got on my own players was so good that I could put players in certain positions and ask them to do a job, like Gailey being in the midfield and Pearman moving wide and Chris going up top, that they look like they've been playing there for years. So I was really pleased with the communication of everyone, Gary, Ricky, and long may it continue.
And I thought Ryan Boswell, number two, had a good game today. He delivered the corner, didn't he, that yep. got you the goal?
Yeah, he's only a young lad, and I felt that start of the game, I think he was up against a tough opponent, and then the second half, he just got tighter to him and just marshalled him out the second half, and the whole unit, as back four unit, was strong. And I was really pleased with them.
You've got a week's break now before we go to Thurrock. Have you got two training sessions, Tuesday and Thursday? And what will you want to focus on then? Two training sessions, Tuesday and Thursday?
Just getting the rest of the boys that I haven't met or I haven't seen, getting them all in so that they're all on board. They wasn't all at training this Thursday, so the majority of them were there. So not all of them knew the way I wanted to play. Some of them I've had to teach on the day. There's a couple of new faces in today. So once I've just got everyone with me and they all learn the way I want them to play, then it will make their lives and my lives a little bit easier, and we can all start moving in the same direction.
And in terms of a management team, have you got an idea of who you would like to join you as well as what you've inherited?
There are a couple of people in the pipeline that I'm not going to name just yet. I'll wait until I'm 100% sure and they can come in, but there will be someone coming in shortly.
And in summary, a happy dressing room, that you've only seen the players for a couple of minutes in that dressing room because you've come out to us, but a happy dressing room?
Very happy, yeah. When you work hard and you get a result out of it, then it's like the best feeling, and I know better than most as a player that that's what drives them. You've been, working your socks off, and to come a long way to this game as well. You don't want to go home and think about it. It kind of ruins your weekend. But they've worked hard and they've deserved everything they've got today.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you very much.
Just a few more questions, mate. Just a few mm-hmm. more. Obviously, on a personal note for you, you made a switch from Maldon as a player coach to becoming a football manager now. You couldn't really ask for much more of a first game, could you?
Just the whole week of it has been quite amazing for me, because I kind of went to Maldon to learn the ropes, really, and learn from Alan Kimball and put together a package with him and Ammar Riddin and get that team going. And then the Heybridge offer coming in, for me, it was a massive, massive club. It's always been a massive club, and I couldn't have asked for a better team to start with. So yeah. I'm really pleased.
Was it a slight gamble, or was you ready for it? Was you ready for the opportunity when it came?
I feel like I was ready, but only time will tell. It's just the start of my career, so I'm pretty confident. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gone for it. But It's a results business, and I'm here to get results, and if I can make players along the way, then even better.
On today, you gave Danny Barber the captain's armband. What tipped that in the...
He's someone that I've known. I've always kept in touch with Danny, so we're good friends, and I know what he's going to produce, and he's Heybridge through and through. You know, lives and breathes, and if you cut him open, he bleeds Heybridge. So for the young guys, he sets the example. That's what I need at this club at the moment, to get us up the table. So I wanted to sort of make a statement and let people know. I don't know who was captain before, but that's the direction that I want to pull, and he's going to lead us.
And you say leaders, and you mentioned earlier that's why you brought in Paul White, and obviously get that little, is that what you need, the little spine of the team, to be committed to Heybridge and have that kind of leadership qualities?
I mean, I haven't seen what they did in the past. I haven't been able to view many games for what they did in the past, but going off of what I've heard about certain individuals mentally, physically, and what I saw in training, these were the guys that stood out for me, and they sort of had that rapport with the rest of the players, that they, you know, they were the voices of the dressing room. So it was only made sense to me that they would lead the boys out.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, that result was obviously the first league game win for, I think it was 10 games for Heybridge. So, well, one thing that players must be happy about that. So you must be thinking they needed that win to be able to move on towards Stoke next weekend.
Yeah, it puts you in a better frame of mind. It's the recipe for winning football is momentum. So if you can go into the next game, I don't know what the results were today, but it's, you know, they've lost 10 in a row, but that one win is going to stay with them for the whole week, and they can enjoy it. And sometimes when you lose, everything that negative happens in the game stays with you, and it sort of drags you down a little bit. So that win today, I mean, they've let go of all the fears and things that went on in the past, and they're starting afresh. So as long as they take that into the next game, I'm going to be happy.
And finally, you obviously brought in Finchett from Down Redbridge Youth. And after today's performance, you think it's going to be quite hard for you to try and get some more players in, because they've made a good statement today?
Yeah, I said to him, today is a massive opportunity for everyone, everyone at the club, because I don't know what went on in the past, and as far as I'm concerned, everyone's going to get an opportunity. But if they're producing results like that, it's going to be difficult for the ones that I haven't seen for me to now make a blind change and change what's on offer. So, you know, they've got the shirts now, they just need to keep it and keep working to that standard, and I'll be a happy man.